Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peye, Perik He, Mishnah He. Ha Machlif im Huaniyim. Machlif means to switch. This farmer goes over to the poor people. He says, look, you just collected Leket, or Shikha, or Peye. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you Tua or Peiris, and you give me what you collected. Zakt the Mishnah, Bishaloi Potter. The Leket Shikha Peye that he gets from the poor people that are now going to become his, that's Potter and Meiser. But a Bishalaniyim, what the poor people are going to get from the farmer, Chayiv, that's Chayiv and Meisers. Which means that this farmer is going to have to take off Trumas Meisers before he gives them to the poor people. He's getting Leket Shikha and Peye from the poor people. That's Potter and Trumas and Meisers. So he has to exchange it with something that the poor people will also not have to take off Trumas and Meisers. And the only way to do that is for the farmer to take off the Trumas and Meisers. So now the poor person doesn't have to. Now, what if a farmer lines up with the poor people and he starts collecting the Leket, the Shikha or the Peye? Or Meiser Ani. Again, Meiser Ani is a Meiser that is given in addition to the Meiser you give to the Levi. On the third and fifth year of a Shemitah cycle, you give Meiser Ani. On the first and second year after Shemitah, you give Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim and is eaten by the Balabatim, or it's redeemed for money. And you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and there you purchase food according to the halachis of Meiser Sheni. So the first and second year after a Shemitah cycle, it's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. The third year, it's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Sixth year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. And the seventh year again is Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. Now, to be entitled to Meiser Sheni, like to be entitled to Leket Shechem Peh, you have to be poor. So we have a farmer here that's lining up with the poor people. And he's also collecting the Leket Shechem Peh. And they say to him, but you're the farmer. He says, but I'm poor. It could be a farmer and poor. Well, the halacha is, even if the farmer is poor, and the definition of poor is he doesn't have 200 zuz, he cannot take Leket Shikha Peyer or Meiser Ani from his own field. That you have to leave for other people to take. You're poor, go to someone else's field and take Leket Shikha Peyer. But from your own field, that has to go to other Aniyim, besides for yourself. This is learned from a pasuk. Pasuk says, Uferet karmecha loysel laket, la'oni v'lager tazef oisam. So we put together, you see the Torah wants us to put together loysel laket to the word la'oni. Loysel laket, even to the ani. Even the ani that's mutter to take leket and peya from other fields, he cannot take leket or peya from his own field. Even though this pasuk is by Leket, but we learn from here that the same is true for the other mountainous Aniyim. So it makes no difference. Leket, Shikha, Peya, Meiser Ani, you can't take it from your own field. And as explained, even if the farmer himself is actually poor. Knowing that halacha, let's see the Mishnah later. Shnayim, we have two poor people. Shekiblu esu asada ba'arisos. They were mekabel asada. They received a field with an understanding they are going to be orises. What's an oris? An oris is where someone goes over to an owner of a field, or the owner of the field goes over to the oris and he says, let's make a deal. The oris will work in the field of the balabas, and he's going to get a percentage of the produce. So he's not a person that's hired to work on the field and he gets paid a salary. No, you're going to work on this field as if it was your field, and you'll get a percentage. So it's as if the Oris has a partnership in the produce. Here we have two poor people, the one Makabal of field, Be'arisus. Each one gets one half of the field. So each one is going to be working on someone else's field. And they're going to get a percentage of what's going to grow. Again, Zakta Mishnah Shnayim, two poor people. Shekiblu Asasad, the one Makabal of field, Be'arisus. They are considered like owners in the field. They cannot take Leket, Shikha, and Peya from the field they're working on. But that's only on the field that they are working on. But if we have Reuven and Shimon over here, Reuven takes the east part of the field. Shimon takes the west part of the field. And the whole field belongs to Levi, and each one is working on their part of the field. And the deal is they're in Oris, they're going to get a percentage of the produce. Reuven and Shimon are indeed poor, they can give each other a Maaser Ani. Ze noisen leze chelkoi Maaser Ani. Reuven can give to Shimon his Maaser Ani. Ze noisen leze Shimon gives to Reuven chelkoi Maaser Ani, his chelik that he has to give for Maaser Ani. When each one separates Maaser Ani, they can give it to the other one. Same is true for Leket Shikhem Peah. Reuven can take Leket Shikhem Peah from Shimon's part of the field, and Shimon can take Leket Shikhem Peah from Reuven's part of the field. So let me ask you something. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say so beferish? The Zeh Noisin Lezeh, the Zeh Noisin Lezeh. And the answer is, because even in a regular case of where I own my field, I can't give the Peah or the Leket or the Shikha to a specific Ani. Whoever comes first gets it. So it's not Shaykh the Lashon that you give it. By Maaser Ani, I can pick which Ani I want to give it. So Reuven can pick Shimon and say, I'm giving him my Maaser Ani. Shimon can choose Reuven and say, I'm giving him my Maaser Ani. As far as Leket Shikha Peah is concerned, no one can give it. But Reuven can go together with the other Aniim to Shimon's field and look for Leket Shikha Peah. And Shimon can do the same for Reuven's field. Weiter sagt der Mishnah. Now this is basically the same idea, but there's a key difference. Hamakabel saw the Liktzar. Reuven, who is poor, was hired by Levi to harvest the field, to cut the field. How's he going to pay him? He's going to give him some of the tvua. Aser, here Reuven too, is Aser, but Leket Shikha Upeyo Maaser Ani. He can't take Leket Shikha Upeyo or Maaser Ani. He is also considered to be a part owner of this field. This is a bigger chiddush. In the previous case, they were hired to plant and to plow, so I understand that they're like more of a partner. He was just hired to cut, but I still say he's called an owner. Zok the Mishnah Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, when do I say he's called an owner? And he cannot take Leket Shikha Peah or Maaser Ani. Bizman Shekibul Mimenu. If Reuven was hired, let's say by Levi, again, Reuven is the poor person working over here. Levi is the owner. Levi promised him a chelik of the tefuah that's still connected to the ground. Whether it's lemechza, he gets half of it, leshlish, or a third, or l'rviya, or a quarter. Because he was promised a shear in the tefuah while it's standing, while it's still connected to the ground, he's considered an owner. When this tefuah became a chuyiv in leket, shikha, and peah, and that's at the time that you cut it, it already belonged, or part of it, whether it's a half or a third or a quarter, already belonged to Levi. And if he's an owner, he can't take Leket Shikha Peah. Avul Bat, im Amrlai, if the owner said to the worker, if Levi said to Reuven, listen how we're going to do this. You're going to cut my field. And Shlish Masha Ata Koitzer Shalach, he says Beferish, after you cut the field, a third of what you cut is going to be yours. So the way this was arranged, clearly nothing belongs to Reuven, the worker, until after it was cut. At the time that the chiv of Leket Shikha Peah clicks in, which is at the cutting, Reuven owned nothing yet. So mutter b'leket u'b'shikha b'peah. Therefore, this worker Reuven is mutter to take the field's Leket Shikha Peah. True, he's getting paid with the payers, but he's not an owner in this field. How's about Maaser Ani? No, that not. V'aser b'Maaser Ani. Reuven can't say, well, I'll separate Truma for the Kayan, Maaser Rishon for the Levi, and Maaser Ani for myself. I'm an Ani. No, you can't do that. Because Maaser Ani is separated from the tefuah after the cutting. That's when the chiv of Maaser Ani goes into place. And at that time, you already own it. And an owner cannot take Maaser Ani. So, chazing over our Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Hey, this farmer elected to switch. He exchanged, chalip means to switch, hamachlev means one that switches. He exchanged regular tefuah with the Leket Shikha and Peah that the poor people collected. For whatever reason, he wanted what the poor people collected. He doesn't have to give Trumas and Maasers from what he gets from them, because Leket Shikha and Peah is Potter and Trumas and Maasers. But what he gives them is Mechuyev and Trumas and Maasers, and therefore he's going to have to be Mafrish Trumas and Maasers before he gives it to them. Then we explain the halacha that you cannot collect Leket Shikha and Peah from your own field or take Maaser Ani, even if this farmer is Takapur himself. But you can't take it from your own field. We learned about two people who made a deal on a field. It's not their field, but they're going to be arisim. Arisim, the technical word, is sharecroppers. In other words, they're kind of renting the field. They're working at someone else's field. They keep some of what grows. The balabas keeps the rest. And these two people that became an aris on the field, each one takes a different part of the field. So it's considered like separate fields. And therefore, between these two people, each one can give maaser ani to the other one. They can also take leket shicha and pay from the other field. Then the Mishnah told us what would appear to be even a greater chiddush. A poor person was hired to cut a field, and he was told, you're going to get part of the tefuah. He also cannot take leket shicha peya or maaser ani. Zokt Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, when is this true? And there's a rule, whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai, he's not arguing, he's just explaining. When would he not be able to take maaser ani if he was hired by the owner on the condition he's going to get a chelik of the tefuah that's still connected to the ground? Whether it's a half, a third, or a quarter. Once you have a chelik in the part that's connected to the ground, you can't take leket shicha pei. You're too much of an owner. And as is explained over here, when does the chiv of leket and pei take effect? When you cut it. So at that time, it's his already. That's what makes him an owner. And memela, if you're an owner, you can't take your own leket and pei, even if this person is poor. But if the owner says to the worker, listen, after you cut the field, a third of the cut tefuah is yours. He never has any connection to tefuah that's connected to the ground. Then it's mutter for this poor worker that was hired to cut to take leket, shikha, and peya. What he cannot do, however, is take his own maaser ani. When are you mafresh maaser ani? After you cut it. At that point, it's his already. And you can't give yourself maaser ani. So two things over here the Batanura discusses. Again, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. The problem with the worker receiving as payment part of the tefuah that's connected is that the chiv of leket shicha pei comes when you cut it. So at the time that it's cut, it's already his. If he's an owner, he can't take leket shicha pei, even if he's poor. However, if he only gets a chelik, if this worker only gets the tefuah after it's cut, so he's getting it after the chiv of pei and leket. At the time that the chiv of pei and leket went into effect, it was still totally the property of the owner, not the worker. Memele, he could take leket shicha pei. Frek de batanura. Wait a second. That's true for leket and pei. The chiv for leket and pei comes when you're cutting. And at that time, it wasn't his yet. But shikha, the chiv for shikha comes after you're cutting. If you forget a bundle on the field, you have to leave it there. So the chiv of shikha takes place after it's already cut. And by then, it's his already. So why should he be able to take shikha? The Torah still says, in regard to the matnas aniyim, it has to be something that you cut. Even though the chi of shikha comes later, but at the time that he cuts it, it wasn't his, so therefore, he has a green light, not only for leket and peya, but also for shikha. What would the din be with a ger, who's not a ger yet? First he cuts the field, then he becomes a ger. So he's takachai v'shikha. So here it's a little tricky, we have to split the hair. Why? Because right now it's his field. But he's not chayiv in leket, says the Batanura. Because the main leket is when you cut it, and at that time he wasn't a ger yet.